Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, Abby, since you don't have kids yet, help Kristen.
I don't like the yet that you threw in there.
Do you? Are you planning on never having kids?
Yes, that's the plan.
Okay, so yet.
What?
What?
Yet. Right, no. You don't have kids yet.
But I don't want kids. She says,
oh,
yeah.
It's never. You said, never. You're never going to have kids. I'm sorry. No, never.
Never.
All right, so since you don't have kids and don't plan on having kids, help Kristen with this parenting dilemma.
I can't wait to assist with a problem I don't want to have.
No, I am intrigued. Just pretend to step into some parenting shoes. I would love to know how you would have handled this parenting situation. So I signed my son up for T-ball. Which NYO calls small ball. Jimmy plays small ball.
It's so cute. It's like their little puppies running around, their little baseball outfits and their big old hats.
And that was the issue. That's where I got in trouble. Because I know my adorable child would be even more adorable in a cute little baseball player outfit with his little jersey and his number 12 on the back and his name Jimmy and his little hat and his little white pants with his purple belt and his purple socks
and his widow sneakers.
Oh, it's so cute.
Can you just dress them up like that and put them in the backyard?
1,000%. And it would have been a lot cheaper and a lot less time consuming. So my husband was against this from the beginning, but I wore the man down and we signed up for small ball because he had two friends who are going to be on the team, right? And I'm like, that'll entice him. First practice went well. Kids seemed somewhat interested. We're good. However, Saturday, 9 a.m., we got a game. Mind you, Bart and I had an event Friday night, so we didn't go to bed till like 12:30. It was a long day, a long night. So getting up, it was a rough start to the morning. Jimmy did not want to go. He didn't want to go play baseball. So I bribed him, as any good mother would do. I bribed him to get him into his uniform, to get to the park, because I can't say we made a commitment. I made a commitment by signing this kid up for baseball, right?
Was he ever excited about the idea?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, okay. He's played in games. He's enjoyed himself. He's like the first practice. He's like, Mama, I'm a baseball player. Like he's seemingly embraced it. Apparently, this is a rite of passage, what happened Saturday morning. So there we are at Chastain at the small ball field in this teeny tiny field. It's so cute. And the Oakland A's are out there warming up and the Rockies are out there warming up.
The real Oakland A's might be playing there also. They don't have a stadium right now.
Touché.
And Jimmy refuses to go out there and warm up. Refuses.
You don't need it. A game time player.
He told me. He goes, I already know how to do that.
Practice. You're talking about practice?
Right.
But he's being very like, just, and so now it's time for the game to start. My son refuses to play. Refuses to play. Refuses to go into the dugout. Refuses to play. So then you have that parenting moral dilemma where you're like, all right, do I force my child to play? Now, reminder, he's four, literally just turned four last month. So a young four.
So he's not holding out for contractual.
No.
We got unions we need to talk to about right. this.
Now, mind you, on the drive over to the field, the bribery was if you go and play and you try your best and you have fun, we'll get some ice cream after the game.
That's a lot of things. He's got to have fun also.
Well, whatever. But if you go out
there's a lot
there,
of rules here.
You go out there, you know, you play, you'll get some ice cream. All right? 10:30 a.m. ice cream, dude. That's what's happening here.
That's
just
major.
To get my kid out there on the field. Yep. All right?
The equivalent, Abby, for you would be $1 million.
Yes.
For a kid to get ice cream at 10:30 in the morning.
That's a big deal.
That's $1 million for an adult.
No, the equivalent is me getting ice cream at 10:30 in the morning.
Let's not forget, as a parent, when you give your kid 10:30 a.m. ice cream, it's not just a treat for them. It's hell for you the rest of the day. Right. So that's when you whip out when you're really desperate.
Yeah, and I was really desperate. So we're sitting in the bleachers, in the stands. Haven't even made it to the dugout. Kid is not budging. It is not he is not budging. And I look him dead in the eye. I go, if you don't play, like, we got here, but the deal was you had to play in order to get ice cream. You don't play, you don't get any ice cream. And this kid looked me straight in the face and goes, I don't want any ice cream.
Oh man.
He needs business.
It's a showdown.
Somehow managed to get him to the dugout.
Yep.
We're in the dugout. I had to sit there with him, tried to convince him to go bat. His little teammate Liam comes up and he's like, Jimmy, why you don't like baseball? Jimmy, why you don't want to play, Jimmy? You don't want to bat, Jimmy? Batting's so much fun, Jimmy. And he is not, he never went to bat. He never ran out into the field.
Mm.
He just sat on the bench with me holding his lovey the entire time. So as I'm sitting there as a parent, I'm like, do you force your kid to play or do you let your kid have autonomy in that moment and not force the issue and just suck it up and let it be a life lesson that some days be like that?
I know for sure what my dad would have done.
Me
and
too.
For sure. My dad at 4 years old would have said, okay.
At four?
At four. Oh, my dad was a terrible dad. I've told you that before. My dad would have said, okay, you don't want to play and you don't want the ice cream. That's fine.
Uh-huh.
And then after the game, he would have made me stay there in the dugout. After the game, we would have gone to get ice cream. And he would not have ordered for me.
He just ate it in front of you.
He would have just said, look, you made a decision. You said you didn't want ice cream. That doesn't mean me and your mom can't have ice cream.
Yeah.
Absolutely would have done that.
We did not do that. However, we did sit in that dugout the entire time. And he asked to go. And I'm like, no, we're not going to leave. We're going to stay here and we're going to support our teammates. Yep. We're going to cheer for our teammates. We're going to support our teammates. But just so you know, you get no, like, this is, you've lost your, I don't take things away. He loses them by his actions. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you lost your ice cream.
Well, I was going to say, why you got to punish yourself too? Why not just go home? Then I'd go home and I'd eat ice cream in front of him on the comfort of my own couch. That's what I was, if I'm a parent, that's what I'm doing.
And it was so sweet because the mom that had dugout duty and was like doing like the batter's lineup or whatever. And she's like, it's okay. It happens to all of us at one point in time. And I'm like, does it? Or is she just saying that to make me feel better?
No, it does. We've all gone through it, man. Ugh. We've all gone through it.
Oh, man. That's a tough one. You got to go back now?
Our last game is Saturday.
Oh, so like a 4-game season. Major League Baseball should do that.
I like this. This is great.
Our last game is Saturday. And mind you, I'm on snack duty. Bart's on dugout duty. So if we go to his final game Saturday and he refuses to play, I don't know what I'm going to do.
They immediately qualified for the playoffs as soon as they got on the field the first time.
I think he's played in like maybe 2 games.
Oh,
what a season.
It's the Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.